listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Class is in session. Welcome into the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, joined by my co-host, as always, John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And we're talking about one of the most intriguing players in the 2021 NFL Draft, and that is Zach Wilson. John, I know this is a guy you're very excited to talk about.
I am, my friend, and I'm old enough to remember when Lavelle Edwards was in charge at BYU, and that program was one of the elite passing games in the 70s and 80s. We're talking about Lincoln Riley-esque of his era. And Lavelle Edwards tutored and nurtured three first-round quarterbacks, Mark Wilson, Jim McMahon, and Steve Young. Two of them won Super Bowls. And then he had Ty Detmire won the Heisman at BYU. Obviously, the program has slipped a little bit since Lavelle Edwards' era. They're still very competitive. And they had Taysom Hill. And I actually saw Taysom Hill live at the Rent against the UConn Huskies, and he totaled five touchdowns on that evening. But now we come to the Zach Wilson era, and he's the best quarterback at BYU in decades. And I am on Team Zach, and a lot of people, there's a wide variety of opinions on Zach Wilson. But I believe that this young man can play in the NFL without question. Go back to his high school. He attended Corner Canyon High School in Utah, and he was named the runner-up for the Mr. Football Award in 2017. As a fruit freshman, Matt, he played in nine games, and he started seven. And I remember watching him and reading about him and being intrigued. And that year, he became the youngest starting quarterback in the history of the program. And we have a Hall of Famer who threw the football at BYU. He was named the famous Idaho Potato Bowl MVP. So the arrow was looking up after his freshman year. Sophomore year, 2019. It did not work out so well for the Cougars or Zach. He took a step backwards. The numbers were not as good, so he fell off the radar. Matt, this year, what a meteoric rise for Zach Wilson. And I began watching him very early because, remember, we had COVID, and we weren't even sure if the college football season was going to kick off. So I was so desperate for live football, BYU kept appearing on national television. So I watched him, like, I believe his first three games were televised, and immediately he caught my eye. And what a fantastic season he had. It was enormous improvement, and he dramatically rose up draft boards. Very similar to Joe Burrow, but different, but similar, that he went from off the radar to now some people have number two in their rankings, including myself. What impressed me statistically, so incredible, 33-3 touchdown to interception ratio, and he recorded a 196.4 passing efficiency rating. My friends, I don't care who the competition is at. We talk about Trey Lance's outstanding passing numbers. Zach Wilson put out incredible passing statistics last year for the Cougars. He's a competitive and confident leader who is tough. He does have some injury concerns. In 2019, he had thumb and right shoulder surgery. And last year, he had some hand and throwing shoulder distress, but it did not prevent him from being a rock star on the field. Matt, I know you've watched the film and broken down the tape. What do you think about Zach Wilson?
Yeah, Zach Wilson, he's an interesting tape review. It has to start, John, talking about his arm strength. He gets an 87 on my scale for arm strength. And he is a gunslinger, John, and that's a term, you know, some folks get excited about, some folks get a little nervous about. But for me, the way that I interpret the NFL needs, I think the NFL appreciates quarterbacks that have confidence, they're willing to sling the ball down the field, and they have the arm strength and the ability to do that. So he pushes the ball 45, 50 yards downfield, with relative ease behind it. So his arm strength has to be the first thing that pops out. I think he's very comfortable in the pocket, John. I think he feels pressure very well. Give him an 85 for pocket awareness. And he knows when to step up through the pocket, which is a kind of a rare trait, but a skill that translates well to the NFL. Now, I give him an 82 for mobility, and that is an important number. I want to point out, though, that that is mobility, not necessarily pure athleticism. He controls his body well when he throws on the run. He's athletic, and he is a fluid runner. But one of the myths I've been trying to dispel is that Zach Wilson isn't going to go to the league and necessarily tear it up on designed run plays. But he can extend the pocket when he needs to. And most importantly, he's comfortable throwing on the run. He uses improvised arm angles to find holes, a la Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Not quite to that same success level, but there's definitely flashes where you can't help but notice those guys in his tape. And his accuracy, I have it at an 80 right now. Now, he has consistent accuracy in the short and midfield especially. I do have a little bit of concerns with his ability to hit guys outside of the numbers, which is kind of why it's down here at an 80. It's not higher. And he tends to miss high. I noticed that a lot. It's a kind of a reflection of that gunslinger mentality. So it'll be interesting to see who he's paired up with at the NFL level. But I give him an 80 for accuracy. Overall projection for me, John, I think he's going to be a weekly starter for fantasy football in the NFL. But I think I've talked about his tape enough. Let's actually go ahead and look at it.
I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
All right, and as always, our video for this episode is provided by Brandon Lejeune, Devi Deep Dive. And kind of right off the bat, John, against Houston here, we're seeing what I'm talking about. That's good mobility. He extends the play. He gets a touchdown on the run, but he's not necessarily going to burn anybody with that mobility.
No, absolutely not. He's not Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. But in the modern NFL, he will get first downs and keep the chains moving with his feet.
Absolutely. And here you can kind of see the improvised arm angle there. He drops it down at a three-quarter shot here against Houston, but he gets the ball where he needs to be.
Nice play design. Look at the backside pitch.
And here we go again.
There we go.
He's throwing on the run here against La Tech. That's 40 yards downfield. He controls his body well. He keeps that body frame closed fairly well when throwing on the run, which helps control that point of accuracy that he's looking for.
I also think he retains his mechanics very well, Matt, on the run, and he plants his feet again. You don't see him throwing off his feet very often, and he is mobile behind the pocket.
Absolutely there. And you can see here, you know, the feel for the pressure is something that I really appreciate with a quarterback. He understands when the pressure is coming. He doesn't sit in there, and he steps up through the pocket there and gets that ball to pass the UTSA defense. That's a great job there for Wilson.
And he throws it against. Oh, that's a nice throw too right there. Finds the window and then zips it.
And you can see here a nice anticipation, nice touch there. I believe that's Milne there at number five that he gets it downfield to.
And look at that. Nice look. I've seen this one.
Oh, he gets it up. He gets it up.
I love this play.
And you know what? We're seeing multiple plays here against Troy and other teams where he's able to get the ball downfield. And he cocks back a little, John, but it's not a long release when he's going downfield. He does a very good job with that.
No, however he's been coached, I think he's been coached very tight, Matt. Completely opposite of Drew Locke, who relies on his natural skill set. He's had some very good coaching. He obviously has natural skills. Zach Wilson is, you know, he's going to be a very good NFL quarterback.
All right, John, so we've talked about the tape. Let's talk about the production metrics.
Matt, you know my model. Anyone who has listened to me over the last 8 years, I've refined it. Zach Wilson hits four of my five benchmarks. Once again, the only thing he falls short on is the number of games, but he's very close. He had 27 starts at BYU, 29 games played. I'm looking for 30, but that passing efficiency, 161 over 27 starts. And you saw some of those deep throws. BYU was not a dink and dunk offense. They designed plays where he shot the ball 30 yards downfield. So he's chucking it at a 9 yards per attempt clip. Great intercept, touchdown interception, 53-15. Matt, the completion percentage, 67.2. He does have 642 yards rushing. I agree with you, Matt. He's more mobile and pocket aware with his mobility than he is scrambling for first downs. But if you want a quarterback sneak, you want a naked bootleg, he has it in his repertoire. He's not Trevor Lawrence good with the legs. Clearly not as good as Trey Lance. But I gave him an A- because of his pocket maneuverability. My concern, he's listed at 6'3", 210. He looks a little smaller. I'm still waiting on that measurement. Is he 6'1", 6'2"? Where is he? 210. I hope he keeps that 210 because a quarterback taking a beating in the NFL, he could use the weight there. But he is your classic dual threat modern day quarterback. He's a very good thrower on the run. You mentioned it in your film study, Matt. One of the things I like about him the most is ability to throw on the run. He flings a football. We saw it all three levels of the defense. We opened up with the short passing game. We saw the deep passing game. Not so much of the intermediate, but it is there, my friends. He makes every throw in the playbook. What I like, a creative coordinator or head coach does not have to cater to something he can't do or a weakness. They can be really creative with naked bootlegs. They can put him out on the edge. He can throw back across the field. He has what you're looking for in the modern-day quarterback. I have him as my second rated. Not everyone does, and I realize there's a diverse opinion on him. But I like Zach Wilson a lot, Matt.
A lot to like about Zach Wilson, and a lot to like talking prospects with John Lobb. We appreciate you listening to this episode of the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed it, please make sure to subscribe, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or watching on YouTube. And if you have not already, give the video a like or give the episode.